we are Dixon County tonight. We made the drive around 8:40. Took about an hour of Terry's house. Get over here, Terry. It's senior night. It's been an emotional night for the great folks over here at Dixon County. Coach Aaron Webb walking right in front of us. She pulled out a very, very large win for Dixon County. They were trailing at one time 23-11, down 31-23 at halftime. I mean, in the third quarter, but Terry went on a barrage, a 19-5 run in that fourth quarter to pull out a big, big, big win for the Lady Cougars.
No question about it, Stormy. 43-36 the final. Dixon County, they persevered. They weathered a very, I don't want to say bad, but not a typical Dixon County first half by all stretch of the imagination. Reinhardt, their star player, didn't even play, but they somehow band together in the second half to pull it out. Just a great win for the Dixon County Lady Cougars, and that gives them firm a hold of second place as they head into next week for the district tournament.
And we will be here for the district tournament. Just as a reminder, a week from tomorrow, there'll be four games here starting at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5:30. No, correction, 3 o'clock, 4:30, 6 o'clock, and 7:30.
Well, if you like basketball as your appetizer and your entree and your dessert, you're going to get it next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be the whole thing. And Terry, here comes Ats, and we do appreciate that. Here's the final stats from the girls' game. I want you to keep that right there in mind.
All right, appreciate it.
Dixon County crew. Hey, J.K., if y'all don't mind, y'all might want to turn y'all's outside mic off for me there, buddy. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Welcome to Lewis Glass. May we help you?
Yes, I'm here for some glasses. I can't see a thing with these.
Sir, this is Lewis Glass in Franklin. We do full-service glass installation and replacement.
Yeah, I want to get out of these wireframes. They were cool in the 70s.
Sir, Lewis Glass is not an optometrist shop.
I thought they made me look like Bill Bixby.
Sir, Lewis Glass does residential and commercial glass, but we don't do...
I want to see something in a bifocal, please.
Sir, again.
Hey, these look good on me.
Those are women's glasses.
How can you tell?
They're mine.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, Franklin.
Williamson Herald, Williamson County's only locally owned and operated newspaper, publishes every Thursday, bringing you the county's local news, local government, sports, entertainment, human interest stories. If it's local to Williamson County, we are interested.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports. And it shows.
Call us at 790-6465. You can also go to our website at williamsonherald.com and sign up for our free daily e-blast to receive daily breaking news. I am publisher Derby Jones, and I appreciate your business.
Hey everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently I made a change in all my insurance needs.
I'm switching to Matt Thurman of the Rebels. Rebels clad tonight in deep maroon uniforms, white shorts, with some white numbers, and white, and let's get that start again. Stormy, duh. Maroon uniforms, white numerals. Dixon County all white tonight. You're looking at uniforms all white with orange and blue highlights. Starting out for Dixon County is number 10. That will be Wynn Grambling. He's going to play forward. Also number 13 for the Cougars will be Jaden Davis. Also number 21, the hot shooting guard, D.J. Stacy. And the middle linebacker, would he look like a middle linebacker, number 4, Darian Burns. What a phenom he is. Last but not least, the man in the paint, the post, the big man himself, number 11, Cody Pardue. Stormy, go ahead.
I was going to say, Stormy, both these teams coming off big wins Tuesday night. Both nail-biters, actually. Dixon County had to come from behind to beat Independence 65-63. And for the Rebels, they've won 10 in a row, but it hasn't been a cakewalk. They had to come from behind a 5-point halftime down at Summit, 5-point halftime deficit, I might say, as they held on to defeat Park 51-49. So they've been in tough games. Earlier this season, it was Franklin 76-53 back in early January over Dixon County.
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to have a fun game here tonight. Big crowd. I mean, huge, huge, huge crowd. Tip controlled by the Rebels. As we said, all maroon tonight. White lettering, white numerals. Dixon County in white uniforms with the Clemson orange highlight and the Royal Navy blue. Reese Lover for three. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Stacy. 5'6", Stacy. Maybe 5'6". Cross the timeline, quick as a cat. Here comes Dixon County going from left to right on your radio dial. Franklin, that 1-3-1 zone. Shot from the corner. Good.
That's Rambling, and he's deadly from three.
Man, nice shot. He showed that stroke again. Page, we saw them 2 weeks ago tonight. We were at Rutterville with this ball game. Here come the Rebels out front. Reed Kemp, number 4, the sophomore guard, gets to Haynesworth, top of the key for Glover. Good fall away. Beautiful shot. Reese Glover.
It was a fall away jumper, Stormy, but that's what he's known for, and that's a good way to start off.
Jaden Davis was trying to guard. Jaden Davis just looked at him and smiled. Rambling's got the ball across court. DJ Stacy had 27 the other night in a losing effort to Centennial. Good cross court pass, Stacy for three. Back rim, no good. Reese Glover rebound down the right wing. There we go. Quickly picked up by Davis. Step back three. Bottom. Wow. Wow is right. And they're already shaking their heads across the way. The Dixon County faithful are shaking their heads like, no, wait, what did he just do?
6 points for Glover right out of the chute.
He made two shots. You and I wouldn't even think about that.
Never
think about that shot. Inside, Cody Bartu, and he draws a foul. Can't get the basket to fall. Nice head fake. Got Thurman in the air.
Yep, that's Thurman with the foul, and it'll be Purdue for two.
By the way, Garth Boland said Cody Pardue's got more hair on his face than Garth said he has on his own head. So Garth is a compliment. And he makes the free throw. They break through. 6-4 is the score. 6-19, first quarter action. Like I said, next Saturday we've got four games right here at Dixon County, and we're looking forward to being back. Shot, Pardue makes them both. Big seniors played some really good ball.
This is a good basketball team here, Stormy. They're 8-6, solidly in fourth place in the district.
Oh, they play hard the whole time. There's no let up in the Dixon County Cougars. Haynesworth into Thurman. Spin moves, goes left. Pardue on the partial block. Here comes Grambling across the line to DJ Stacy down the wing. Goes in. Ball stripped away. Saves it. Step back. Ball's into Pardue, and Pardue gets the pass. We know it was a shot. He's got four. We know it was a shot, but he calls it a pass, an assist. 7-6. All of a sudden, Dixon County back in the lead. Reese Glover drives the right lane, step back.
Wow.
He's 3-for-3 from the same spot.
9 points already.
And Dixon County shaking. They're blinking. The fans are blinking. Their eyes going, wait, what? Here comes DJ Stacy. Kicks out to Burns. Great specimen. Stacy shot. Bottom. Downtown, 5'6".
Stormy Stacy had 27 points against Independence on Tuesday night. He can score, and he can fill it up, too.
Yeah, he can score just about at will. J.K.'s on the board tonight, doing a fantastic job for us at Studio A. Appreciate him being there tonight. What he has to do is a very tough job, especially putting up with me on the board. It's a tough assignment all the way across the way. Here comes the Rebels on the drive. Fall away jumper, partially blocked that time. Glover had that one blocked by Davis. Davis gets it down the left wing, kicks it back out front. Almost stolen out of bounds, kicked out of bounds, Dixon County ball. Fairly Long about to check back in for the Rebels. Good to see him out of the protocol he had for a concussion, but he's back. He sat out, Terry, August, September, October, November, December, and about half of January.
Yeah, it's good to see. He's a senior, and this is his last year. It's good to see him back out there.
Whistle blows, and ball goes out of bounds. Grambling's going to take it out right in front of us. I do like those white uniforms, Terry. Simple blue trim.
Absolutely.
Just orange, very classic look.
Absolutely.
Rebels in all maroon tonight. Deep maroon at 1-3-1 zone. Top of the key is Glover. Inside of Purdue, cross court to Stacy. Drives, saw floater. You can hear the crowd. The results say, yes, he's got it.
He's got 5.
12-9 to score. Reese Glover's got all 9 points for the Rebels. 4-minute mark. Reed Kemp, vastly improved point guard, does a fantastic job for the Rebels. It's in the Haynesworth. He's going to take it in, spin move, kicks it out. Kemp down the Glover down the left wing, drives in, cross court, wide open. Kemp rimmed it out. Cody Pardue in excellent position. Stolen by Glover. It's good. Pardue got sloppy. Glover picked his pocket. Got his first 2 points of the night.
Glover with all 11 Rebel points so far.
Yep, first two. Three three-pointers and finally a two-pointer. Connor Bevin about to check in for the Rebels. Shot goes out of bounds. It's still Dixon County ball. Connor Bevin comes in, number 20. And it's Bevin. Not Bevin. Connor Bevin. Plays JV ball also. Does a great job off the bench. He's about 6th or 7th. About 7th man off bench. Shot him away from Grambling. Short. Rebound fought for. Rebel ball at the 3-minute mark. 12-11 is our score. Dixon County up. Reese Glover's got 11. He enjoyed those barbecue nachos last night at Stroud's. It's the winner of the. It's the dinner for winners, no doubt.
So far, he got a boost from it.
Yeah. Here comes Reed Kemp to down the right wing. Kicks it out front to Haynesworth. Set the pick for Glover. Fall away.
Wow. Wow.
He's 4-for-4 fall away jumpers that Terry, and you said about it. Keeps saying, wow. I mean, we see this game after game.
14 points for the senior. All of the Franklin points so far in this first quarter.
Ball's loose on the floor. Bevin almost on the seal. DJ Stacy saves it, showing his quickness. Great football play. He's a great little running back for Dixon County Cougars. Into Pardue. Fall away. Good. What a soft touch. Cody Pardue has number 11 for the Dixon County.
Pardue with 6 now, and he's off to a good start, too. All tied.
Kemp across the timeline, slowly across the timeline. 2-minute mark, right at just 2:05. Connor Bevin out front. Glover into Haynesworth trying to get some other action out of the Rebels. Haynesworth breaks loose with a nice basket off the glass.
That's his first bucket of the night.
16-14. Stacy on the drive, kicks it back. Shot from the corner. Davis good. Nails it. Wow, nice shot from the corner. Number 13, that's his first three-point. Jaden Davis, he's just a junior. McGraw's about to check in. for the Rebels. We're at a buck 40. Lee Scrubber guarded by Davis out front. Picks that, goes right. Haynesworth wide open. Thought about the three out of his range. Finley Long down the left wing. Kicks it back to Haynesworth. Lee Scrubber going to take charge. Goes in. Smooth floater. Sir, he's 5 for 5.
Yes, he is. He's got
15.
I can't.
He's got 16.
Yeah, all but one, right, or all but two.
All but two. Haynesworth on the rebound after this shot. Thurman coming back in. McGraw by checking to the level to our left. Steal by Davis. He's going to take it all the way. And he dunks it.
Delferino and Dixon County hanging in there.
He looked back at Reese Glover and says, can you do that? Reese Miles said, no, sir, I can't. Reese goes, no, but I'm 5 for 5 with 16 of 18 points. Rebels trailing for the second time tonight, 19-18. Shout out to Lieutenant Dan. David Hughes is listening tonight on radio.net. Also, Gronk Bolden's had a big stake tonight on. He's sitting back enjoying the broadcast. Glover has missed his first shot, 5 of 6. Fall away jumper, couldn't hit it. 28 seconds. Here comes Dixon County, 1-point lead. A huge crowd here tonight, Terry. Huge crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, Tony.
Standing room only.
Great environment.
15 seconds. Dixon County going to take the last shot. Grambling down the left wing, 35 feet from the basket. We're under 10. 8-5. Finn to Pardue. They're going to call in for charging at the 2-minute, 2-second mark. Good call, the official. Sit down. Thank you. 1-1. That was Pardue on the charge, and it was. 2.5 tenths of a second left. We've got several subs in for the Rebels. Rebels getting out under the Dixon County basket. They've got to go 96 feet. Full court press to be employed to get it in to Glover. Timeline shot on the way. Almost made it. Great season's goes to midcourt. End of one. Dixon County, the home team up one. 19-18. Let's take 1 minute here on AM 950.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Pewitt Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Back. We've got second quarter action. Rebels trailing by one, 19-18. As we were saying, Terry, it's sure good to have a big crowd here tonight at Dixon County.
It sure is, Stoner. Where were we? Yeah, it's 19-18. Dixon County playing tough, and they've got a lot to play for. They're in fourth place now, and that, you know, the fourth place is a cutoff because that means a home game in the satellite games next Friday night.
Right,
so they've got a lot to play for, as does Franklin.
Well, as the modicum, every game matters.
Yep.
And it is so true. Every so true.
And if you're Dixon, it's even more important because you'd be here at home next Friday night, and then maybe if you win on the semifinals on Saturday.
Wouldn't that be nice to not have to make that drive?
It would.
Uh-huh. DJ Stacey on the drive, no look pass to Davis. Dribble, drive, dish, and score. And there's miles all around Dixon County fan base right now. 21-18. He's already got 7. 7:33 to go. Glover across the timeline, picked up by Davis. They put a great athlete on Reese Glover. That should be a good matchup. Reese Glover drives, double team, fall floater's good. He's 6 of 7 from the field, Terry.
Tony, all you can do is look at him in amazement.
He's got 18 points.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Dribble, drive it, rebound, no good. McGraw on the rebound. Here come the Rebels. Trailing one.
Both teams shooting very well in this first quarter. We don't have the stats, but they both shot pretty good.
We'll have those stats for you at halftime. Dixon County faithful always have a great statistician. We get a copy. Haynesworth drive, didn't get it to go. We got us on rebound and scored.
Nice follow-up by Haynesworth. He missed the first one, but he pulled it down and put it back up good.
What an addition he's been for the Franklin faithful. He's got 4. He has 4 of the 22. Glover has 18 already before halftime. The cross-court pass to AC way out front. We got a sub in for, that should be Pervine, number 5. Let's see if that's right. Kate Pervine, family well-represented. Bad shot by Stacy, a rare miss. Rebound, Thurman, Rebels. Here they come across the timeline. Up one at 6:15 mark. Glover step back. Good. He's 7 of 8, and that's great.
And that's 5 3-pointers for Glover now, Stormer. We're all into the first 2 minutes of the second quarter.
I'm shaking my head. 7 of 8. Fall away. The Dixon Jackson County faithful.
He was six three-pointers.
That's amazing. Amazing shooting. Shot on the way. Stacy trying to match it. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Back to Grambling. High floater. No good. McGraw on the rebound for the Rebels. Clean the glass. There they come across timeline. Leash Flover stepped back. Missed that one. That was even out of his range.
Yeah.
Past NBA three. Davis from the corner. Rimmed it out. Here comes Glover. They got numbers. Pulled up from the three. Short. He's feeling tonight. And Haynesworth almost tries to save it. Reese Glover said, "Hey, man, I had that barbecue nachos last night at Stroud's."
I think he gave him some pep.
The dinner,
as if he needed any more pep.
The dinner of winners. We're going to take a timeout. Is it a 30? Let's see if the official will tell me. It is 30. We're going to keep it here.
Well, Stormy, very simple. It's been all Glover in the first quarter for the Rebels as they led 18. They trailed 19-18 after the first. And right now, they're up by four, 25-21.
Ooh, nice cold water, too.
Yep.
Thank you.
And really, out of the 25 Rebel points, Reese Glover now has 22 of them. Haynesworth has 4 points, and that's it for the scoring for Franklin.
Shout out to Jay Paulus. Great job. He's the athletic director at Dixon County. Anytime they bring us cold water during a break, Terry.
We don't get that kind of treatment very often, do we?
He's a new friend on the block.
No doubt about it.
Hey, man, I tell you what a fun night we're having here at Dixon County. Long drive. We just got in the old Mercedes and headed this way. Terry, you had some Chick-fil-A already on the way for us, and we appreciated that. We enjoyed that when we got here.
Great to get out to a game, Storm. Fun here being with you.
DJ Stacy got the ball to Grambling. Shot from the corner. No good. Rebound, Pervine. Said that name all night. Yes, sister played. Ball scored again to Pervine. Drives it inside. Beautiful move.
Great feed.
Wow, beautiful move. Burns on the inside, give and go, and he scores. Cody Pardue checking back in for the Cougars at the 450 mark. Reed Kemp for three. Good. The sophomore off the bench, off floater, says, "Hey, I shoot three-pointers too."
That's his first score of the night.
First score.
Yep.
28-23 is our score. Pardue's got it. Inside, good ball movement. Quick ball movement to Stacy. Wing shot, bottom. And the little 5'6" guard from the left wing nails a three-pointer to get him within two. 4:20 to go before halftime.
Stacy now with 8 points, Army. 4:20 to go, as you said.
Well, we knew it'd be a big crowd tonight in a back-and-forth ball game. Recap on the move, got the ball stolen, ball's on the floor. Stacy comes up with it, across the timeline. Burns kicks it back out front. Boy, he's an impressive athlete. He is such an impressive athlete. Maybe he played middle linebacker for somebody. Shot on the way from Grambling. Bottom. Downtown, Reese Glover reigns that time, and all of a sudden, Dixon County back in front, 29-28. Jet Carter about to check back in, along with Pardue for Dixon County. Reese Glover coming back in for the Rebels, just to our left. Under 3:40 to go before halftime. Sanchez in for the Rebels. Haynesworth coming back in. Thurman is called for walking. Haynesworth back in. Glover back in for the Rebels. Also Pardue and Jet Carter for Dixon County.
Yeah, you got to give Glover a blow every once in a while because he not only does he score, but he's a ball handler. He dishes it out, and he really hustles on defense too.
Well, it's also the strategy wise. You don't want him to carry the whole load.
No,
you've got to get everybody involved,
right.
especially this time of the year. Irvine on the pass to Carter. Jet Carter foul call on Haynesworth.
Yep. He's going to get 3 shots, too, out of that, it looks like.
He certainly is. And, man, that water's cold. Thank you, Athletic Director Jay Paul. Man, that tastes good to a tired old throat. So the line is DJ Stacy. He makes first one up to 3:17 mark.
Only two team fouls on Franklin, Stormy. One on Dixon County, believe it or not.
Stacy made the second of three.
All right.
Terry, I tell you what, that water, that's about as good as anything I've tasted.
That's some fine water,
today.
Stormy. Yep.
3 for 3. That young man's got a touch, and all of a sudden, the lead 4. Dixon County was trailing 4. Now they swung ahead 8 straight points.
Stacy now with 11.
Actually, they were down 28-23. Now they're 32-28. Rebels are gone cold. Sanchez gets the ball to Glover, top of the key to Haynesworth. Glover, back rim. Stacy rebound. He's gone. Not cold, but he's missed a couple. And they got to call charging on that. They don't. Ball's on the floor. How can you not call charging?
That's amazing, Stormy. Bodies were flying all over the place. I thought they'd get to call charging. The block and they didn't call either one.
It looked like bowling ball pin falling with players were in the floor and ball goes out of bounds.
Finley and Thurman back in the game for the Rebels.
Jack Carter taking it in, number one. Quick little athlete. You'll enjoy watching him play, number one there on the right wing, Terry. Good cross court pass to Stacy for three. Good. That's his spot. 27 the other night against Indy.
Yep, he's got 14 already.
And Reese Glover looks like he's hurting a little bit, just don't mind. Hainsworth down the right wing. Gets the ball out. Finley long out front. Reed Kemp top of the key outside the three-point circle, right outside the free throw line. Backs out. Drives to his left. Off floater. Left him open. He's two for two.
Yeah, he had a wide open shot there, and he took advantage of it. He's got 6 points now.
He will burn you quickly. Scrambling to Pervine. Inside to Pardue. Fake. Blocked by Thurman. Thurman, the freshman. Using a sophomore on the block.
They're letting them play without a doubt.
Shot from the corner. No good. Kicks it back to Hainsworth. To Kemp. Baseline drive. Backs it out. Goes in. Saw floater. Beautiful touch by the sophomore. Reed Kemp.
8 now for Kemp.
Off the bench. Got 8 in this quarter, Terry.
Yep.
Into Pardue. Goes up and they're going to call.
That's going to be Hainsworth on the back of Pardue, I believe, there.
Yeah, I would have said that would have been the best. Yep, that would have been the most expedient call. That's 2 on him. 1:34 to go. 35-32. Dixon County in the lead here. Pardue misses a rare miss from the free throw line. Had a nice visit with his parents, Terry. They were at Pays. They wanted to follow the ball game, but they couldn't get their Dixon County network over there, so they were listening to us on radio.net.
Well, did they say they could understand everything we were saying?
Well, no, Garth was on there. They couldn't understand anything but what I was saying. No, I'm just kidding. No, they complimented us. They said,
we're good.
They said we were funny, and I went, and you looked at us, and now we know we are. 1:20 to go. 35-32 is the score. Glover tried and thought about the three, pulls it out. Kemp, top of the circle, looks in for Thurman. Thurman on the baseline cut, step away, way short block.
Yeah, ill-advised.
Save, good pass to Finley Long on the baseline, to Hainsworth, top of the key, free throw line, jumper. Good, Hainsworth. Shout out to him. East Tennessee fans, I don't have the card with all the names, y'all. Forgive me. Garth's not here for me to make fun of to let him read the name. I won't give that to Terry. We would never get through it.
Well, no, I can only say Hainsworth has 6 points.
The ball is almost thrown away. Stacy saves it. Good hands, Hainsworth, he tried to say. Say that 3 times fast.
That's easy to say.
There it wasn't. Tongue got in the way. Hello. Jack Carter right in front of us, number one. Fun little athlete to watch him play. Quick kid, very quick, plays a lot of defense, and you can tell he enjoys the game of basketball.
Yep,
Terry.
Yep, no doubt.
Got a smile on his face all the time. 35-34, Dixon County up. 30 seconds left for halftime. Dixon County spreading it out, going to go one shot. Stacy almost threw it away, saved by Carter. Kicks it down to Byrne. Inside, Stacy for three, sets his feet, pulls the trigger, and knocks down a three from Reese Glover range with 17 seconds to get him up, 38-34. Reed Kemp slowly across the timeline with 9 seconds in no particular hurry. 7, 6, 5, Glover's outside, 3, 2, 1, fall away, be short. And that's halftime, Terry. We're halftime, and it's all Dixon County, 38-34. That's 38 for Dixon County, 34 for the Rebels. Terry, I know you have got the stats for us at halftime.
Jeremy, I'm working on it, I'll tell you that. First of all, for Dixon County, it was DJ Stacy, 17 points for the junior, and also it was Jaden Davis with 8. Cody Pardue, the big senior inside, had 6. It was Wynn Grambling with 6, and Darian Burns with 2. That makes a total of 38 points for Dixon County, who led 19-18 after the first quarter. Now they've upped that lead to 4 points. For Franklin, it was the Reese Glover show, especially in the first half. He had 16 big points, including 4 3-pointers in the first quarter. He added 2 more, and he ended up the first half with 22 points. And it was Reed Kemp who had some nice scoring in the second quarter. Kemp, the sophomore, had 8, and it was Hainsworth who had 6 points. And that's a total of 34 points for the Rebels. They trail by 4 here at halftime.
Well, your thoughts on the first half? I mean, we started out all Reese Glover for Franklin, and that's good, but that's bad. And the reason I say it's bad, you have got to get a bevy of Rebels contributing, especially this time of the year going into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jeremy. He had 16 of the Rebels' 18 points in the first half, and you just cannot expect that all the time. Other players have to contribute. Coach Jones told us virtually that same thing last night at Coach's Corner. And so somebody else has to stand up. But Franklin really controlled the game. It's really been back and forth all night. Dixon County is one of those teams. They keep battling. They're a very balanced basketball team. And here they are with a 4-point lead and a big win if they could pull this off tonight. Franklin, who comes in here having won 10 in a row, it would be huge for Dixon County.
Well, and you saw, and we told you pregame, DJ Stacy can light it up. The little guard at 5'6". When he gets his feet set, he's not afraid to pull the trigger.
Nope.
And then Cody Pardue in the paint, the big boy, number 11, impressive athlete. And the rest of them just play defense like a house on fire.
Yeah, they never stop. And there's only 2 seniors on this this roster. They're good ones, don't get me wrong. Pardue and Burns are both seniors, but this is going to be a good team next year coming back. So it's a good nucleus to build on with a Dixon County team.
Well, we are at halftime. We got 7 minutes and 40 seconds for the next tip-off. We're going to take a 5 minute break, and come back. JK is on the board. You please play some spots, maybe one song, but play all the spots. You won't get caught up. We're coming back in 5 minutes here on AM 950.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin, and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
This is Ashley Hill with Franklin Synergy Bank. We are very pleased to announce the grand opening of our newest location on Carruthers Crossing in the Cool Springs area at 5040 Carruthers Parkway, right next door to Lifetime Fitness. As always, our goal at Franklin Synergy is to serve the growing needs of the communities that we call home. To celebrate, we're hosting a grand opening breakfast on Friday, February the 15th from 8:30 to 10:30, and we hope to see all of you there. And don't forget to ask about our money market special, which is available at all Franklin Synergy Bank locations.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Hey everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend Scott Murphy handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
Have you ever thought we should really do something for that person? Trophy House Awards can make the recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. The Trophy House staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and the website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
We are back. We're Dixon County. Stormy Mitchell along with Terry Merrill. We're having a good time tonight, Dixon County. Terry made the long drive just in preparation. You know, it's like a pregame. We got district tournament starting a week from tomorrow, and we thought we'd make the drive. We appreciate Jay Paulus, the athletic director. Terry's got a great spot for us right here on the front row.
Stormy, it couldn't be better. This is these are 50-yard line seats, for lack of a better word. If I could, Stormy, I've got a couple of girls' stories of interest for tonight.
Please do.
And in Class 4A, we want, District 12AA of Class 2A, I'll get it right here in a minute. Congratulations, Chris Ladd and his Nolensville Lady Knights. They are district champions by virtue of 54-48 win tonight over Community.
Good.
Grace Baird led the way with 23 points. And we congratulate them as they go into their district tournament next week. And what a job he's done with that girls' team, especially after Zoe Piller went out with that injury.
Yeah, boy,
early
Zoe
in the
Piller, the, you know, Zach Piller's daughter, played for the Titan, All-American. Boy, we wish her well, get her healed up quickly.
No doubt. Two other girls score tonight. Really no surprise. Brentwood all over Centennial, 71-26. And Coach Miles Thrash, next week, they'll take on Independence on Tuesday in their finale of the regular season.
Also, that Independence, too.
I'm joining at Brentwood. I could be wrong on that. You could be right. Independence, speaking of, no problem tonight, 84-51 over Spring Hill. So, Stormy, we can say unequivocally that the play-in 8-9 game on Thursday night for the girls will be Independence and Spring Hill. And if I had to pick a winner there, I would say Independence.
You said Independence and Spring Hill. What about Centennial?
I'm sorry. I'm looking at boys. Whoops. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. Hang on. Centennial and Spring Hill girls. That's right. And I don't know. I flip a coin on that. You tell me who would win that one. Do you know?
What do you say about two mules and a briar patch? what was the expression?
Two mules and a turnip field, right?
Fighting
tooth and nail. Yeah. So
I'm sorry to say that, but that I'm glad we're – I mean, no offense. But I'm thankful we're not broadcasting that
ball. Well, that's the winner of that will win the distinct pleasure of playing the Page Lady Patriots on Friday night in that satellite game.
I'm taking the Lady Cougars.
Over Spring Hill,
mean?
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
Brad Simmons is going to get his Lady Cougars playing. All right, the Rebels are trailing 38-34, third quarter action. Rebels going from left to right on your radio dial in maroon tonight with white numerals and white lettering. Dixon County in all white tonight with blue numbers and lettering with Clemson arms trim. Glover dishes off to Kemp. Back to Haynesworth. Soft floater. Fall away, no good. Didn't follow a shot. Had an opportunity to rebound. Didn't come up with it. Dixon County across the timeline to Burns. Stacy's had a big game. Back to Burns. Back rim. Haynesworth skying up. It's knocked out of his hands by Thurman. Too many Rebels at the wrong spot. Inside to Cody Pardue. Kicks it smartly to Grambling. For Burns, no good. Thurman gets that rebound. Here come the Rebels trailing 4. 7 minutes to go. Third quarter action. Rebels have won 10 in a row, Terry. 20-5.
Yeah, and they want to win this one, although they've got first place sewed up, but you want to get some momentum toward tournament time.
Reese Glover drives, draws a foul. You want a good feeling in this gym because you got to win here next week.
That's right.
That foul's on number 13 on for the Cougars. That will be Shane Davis. Good-looking athlete. Young man's going to play college ball somewhere.
No question about it.
Football, that is.
Yep.
Reese Glover's got 19. Bank that one in. Run more than that. He's got more than 19. What's he got?
He's got 23 now. 24.
24. All right. I missed you. There must have dozed
it's
off.
It's easy to do.
Must have dozed off. Here comes Dixon County up 2 with 6:40 to go. Burns to Stacy, the little guard down the right wing. Inside to Pardue. Goes up. Marley. Davis can't handle it. Goes up strong. And they go, Matt Thurman.
That looked like a pretty good block.
As Ricky Ricardo would say,
That's the second foul, I believe, on Thurman. Yep.
That's two on him. 6:30 mark.
Yeah, that's a tight call right there.
I didn't agree with that one.
Yeah.
They don't care what I think. Davis makes the first one, 39-36. He didn't come in. You know, I didn't know he didn't come ask me my opinion.
No, that's right.
That's amazing.
He didn't even look this way.
No. Made them both. Four-point differential, 40-36. The Cougars, 6:30 to go. We're in Dixon County. Huge gym here. We've never been in this gym. Thing was built in 71. He kept talking about how ancient it was. And I said, wait a minute, I graduated high school that year. Shot from Glover, fall away, can't get up to go. Rebound, fall four, come down by Pardue. Here comes Grambling to Davis on the baseline drive. Good pass, backdoor cut.
Nice.
To Pardue, what an inside pass up the 8 minute mark.
That's eight for Purdue now.
Cody Pardue is fun to watch for a big man. He's not a sleight of hand, but he's got a big body, knows how to use it.
He sure does.
Glover's cooled off somewhat. Gets it to Reed Kemp. He's had a good second quarter. Backs it out smartly. Jordan Bruce hadn't played much. He's back in that right wing. Left him open. He liked that three from that spot. That's his spot right there. Glover drives inside to Thurman and blocks on Pardue, and the Dick County faithful vehemently disagree.
Tommy, that's a great pass by Glover inside as they pop once and just dish it to Thurman underneath, and he goes to the line for two.
Well, Glover, you think he's going to shoot, but he pulled up, made the pass unselfish.
Yep.
Thurman to the line, eye in the bucket, missing, rimmed it out. Still got a high five from Ashari Hainsworth. Shout out to Ashari's fans in East Tennessee. There's a bevy of them. I don't have my cheat sheet, so I apologize. I can't call the names tonight. They don't have Garth to make fun of, so I can't do that. Stacy from the wing rimmed it out. Foul's call on the Rebels.
Might be a push on Thurman.
It was.
It sure was. And that's three fouls on Thurman now, I believe. Yep.
Going to the line is Darian Burns, who played middle linebacker, football team. Been watching them play forever. Makes it good. And all of a sudden, Terry, they're up. They've crept in up seven.
Yep, they sure are strong. But Franklin really needs to get unraveled here on offense.
Only 2 points the second half in the first 3 minutes. That's not the way to start third quarter. Jordan Bruce needs to get hot for the Rebels. In that right wing where he usually camps out. Kemp across the timeline. Glover has it out front. He's guarded by Davis. Picked up by Thurman way down the left wing. Inside to Thurman. He's got to move. Don't drop it on the sound. Glover can't get it. Thurman rebound. Goes up strong. Can't get it to go. Tip. That's Hainsworth.
Yep, that's Hainsworth underneath. Beautiful play.
Hainsworth just out jumped everybody. Comes over the top. Gets the basket. A much needed basket.
He's got eight.
44-38 our score. Pardue fall away. Jumper no good. Stacy for three is open. Missed it.
Oh
boy, players hit the floor. No foul call.
Thurman's lucky he didn't get his fourth call there.
Darian Burns rare gets knocked to the ground. He usually when knocking people to the ground, he was smiling when he got up. Nice give and go to Pardue. And it's good.
Ben now for Purdue, and they stretch their lead to eight over the Rebels.
And the Dixon County faithful is so happy they're throwing hats out of the stadium like passes. I think that was a child, to be honest with you. Here comes Thurman down the left wing, back to Kemp, top of the circle, backs that out to 340 mark. They're taking their clothes off in the stands, but they're only 2-year-olds, what'd you expect?
Well, that gets a pass.
46-38. We're in the baby section of Rowley Terry.
We're somewhere.
Glover drives, dishes it. Thurman scores. Dribble, drive, dish, and score. That's as free as it gets.
That's Thurman's first points tonight.
Got to get him included in the fracas.
Yep.
Grambling kicks it in the middle. The burn, top, skip, jump. Davis used
nice.
The baseline cut. Beautiful slice and nice by Davis.
Well, now for Davis.
He's got a big night. They're up eight. That'd be in Dixon County. 48-40. Not where you want to lose a week before. Or the district tournament starts in the same complex.
Yep, it's an 8-point lead now. Franklin's got to go to work.
Inside to give to Thurman again. Nice, beautiful pass. Unselfish look by Hainsworth. Set up by the pass by Glover. Pardue goes in, uses his body again. Terry, I told you he can use that body, use that baseline to his advantage. And right now, the Rebels do not have an answer
to
stop
don't.
Him.
And Purdue's got 12, most of them right underneath. Just muscled his way up.
Shots that even I can make from 2 foot.
No doubt.
Whistle blows, fouls called.
Shoestring on the floor. Now we're ready.
Sorry, Hainsworth over there showing his ability to tie that shoe under pressure. Kemp out. Jordan Bruce out. McGraw and Finley Long in for the Rebels at the 225 mark. Trailing by 8, 50-42 here at Dixon County. Dixon County brought the pep band in tonight, Terry.
They did, and they're doing a good job.
It's been loud.
It has.
It's stolen. Stolen by Burns. Dixon County gets the seal. Not what the Rebels needed on that turnover, on that possession. Inside to Burns. Drives the paint. Kicks it out to Grambling for three. Wow, the crowd told you. And I tell you what, Terry, that's 28-footer.
That's a big three-pointer for Grambling. He's
time
got
out
nine.
Franklin
yep.
Right now. Darren Jones not happy. He's not happy.
Well,
and they'll say which one is he. 53-42, 150 to go. It's 30. Terry, your thoughts
well,
about the Rebels?
Dixon County, they're not only hanging around still, but right now they're controlling this basketball game. Franklin with only 6 points now in the third quarter, two underneath by Matt Thurman. And Dixon County really mixing up the scoring in this third quarter. Right now, they're just taking it to them. That's all you can say. And Glover has been quiet, only two free throws in this third quarter so far. And that's it. So Franklin's got to go to work. They got to somehow slow down Dixon County and not only that, but get some offense going as well.
Our deepest sympathies to Vandy Nation. Former athletic director and law professor David Williams passed away very unexpectedly. He had just resigned January the 2nd, Terry.
Yeah, he just retired, so it's a sad situation. I'm not sure. I didn't get any details.
I didn't either. I just heard it on the news. He resigned the 2nd of January. Yep. And a bad pass is stolen. Dixon County is going to take it 94-foot, and they can't convert. They had a gimme, and they missed it.
Ramblin' had a wide-open layup, and he blew it.
Here comes Reese Glover down the left wing. Thurman out top of the key. McGraw thought about the three. Glover will take it. Step back short. He's cold.
Yep.
He hit his six of his first seven shots. He's only had 2 points since then. Pardue using his body, boxing out. All of a sudden, 13-point differential, 55-42. Connor Bevin coming in for the Rebels, and there's the Rebels playing, at best, listless basketball.
That's a good way to put it, Tommy. Glover.
Charging on Glover.
Wow. Well, the table's totally turned in this second half.
And I think that was a good call.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm not going to argue that one. Connor Bevin in, and who's coming out? Haynesworth's coming out.
Well, it's been all Dixon County, Stormy. 17-6, the Cougars have outscored Franklin in this third quarter with 104 to go.
Rebels going to need to make a frenetic run if they're going to get back in this ball game. Dixon County announcing their home presence with authority.
Well, they're not going to lay down, you can bet.
Scrambling to Davis on the drive, left wing, safety, floater, can't get it to go. Thurman leaping through the air for the rebound. Here comes Glover, trailing 13, that's right, 13, 42 seconds. Third quarter, saw floater, missed it, came up short. He's got a look of total disgust on his face.
Yeah, he's tired too.
Safety from three, quickly down court. 58-42. That's what I said. 58-42. 25 seconds. Darren Jones got his arm folded. He's got, like me at most math, on most math tests, he's got no answers.
No, he hadn't. That's 20 points for DJ Stacy. He's on fire in this third quarter.
9 seconds. Rebels need a basket here. Glover, 6 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Fall away. No good. And I mean empty. 58-42. 58-42, Dixon County. We're taking 1 minute, and we need a Rebel comeback here on the fourth quarter. This is AM 950.
Since 1949, Puitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service has been serving the automotive repair needs of generations of Williamson Countyans. The expert mechanics at Puitt Brothers service all types of vehicles, from minor repairs to major problems. They specialize in brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, transmission repairs, oil changes, tune-ups, and maintenance. Puitt Brothers is a home-owned, family-operated business. 112 Alpha Drive, just off Columbia Avenue in Franklin.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Quarter action, where Dixon County, surprising upset in the make. Dixon County, 58. The Rebels of Franklin, 42. Terry.
Well, Stormy, it's a 10-game winning streak. Been very much in jeopardy right now. Very simply, in the third quarter, it was all Dixon County. They outscored the Rebels 20-6, and that's where we are right now.
I can't say I saw that coming. Burns takes the inbounds pass back to Grambling, top of the key. Jason Tigert is a great coach for Dixon County. He's got his Cougars playing top-notch. He's going to break that 10-game winning streak. Stacy's had a big night for the Cougars. He kicked it way out to Pervine. How many points does Stacy have, Terry?
Stacy on the night tonight has 20.
Wow.
DJ Stacy had 27 Tuesday night against Independence and that nail biter.
Jason Tiger very smartly pulls it out almost to a four corner, Terry. They're going to run clock.
Yep, they sure are.
Quotes the great theologian Mick Jagger, time is not on the side of the Rebels.
No, if you're a Cougar, you're feeling pretty good right now for sure.
58-42, 7 minutes to go. They got the ball handlers in.
Yep.
Pervine cross court shot, baseline, and They ran a minute off the clock, but never got a shot off.
Yeah, off the fingertips of the Jaden Davis underneath on a line drive tight pass. So, but they burn a minute off the clock to open up the fourth.
But you know he's a hard running back.
Oh, wow. You know it.
Word, what a specimen. Here come the Rebels down big time, down 16 with 6 minutes, 50 seconds to go. Glover's going to take it himself all the way. Can't get it to go. They put cellophane on that rim. Finley Long draws a foul. That same rim was very unfavorable for the Lady Rebels in the second half. Is it in their head?
Yeah, I don't know, Storm. But Reese Glover in the second half, only two free throws way back early in the third quarter. And again, the Rebels with only 6 points so far in the entire second half.
And Philly Long bounces around everything but the bottom of the rim.
Yeah, and if you're Dixon County, if you win this game, you've got a 2-game lead on Summit, and you are going to be in fourth place in the pairings.
Yeah, that will be. This is a huge victory
if
Dixon County can pull it out.
Yep.
Well, he misses them both. The clock stop. You can put 2 points on the board. You don't do it. It's not a good night. Pervine is good ball handler. His sister Reagan goes in, give and go, and he takes it, and he scores. Electric slice through the defense of the Rebels, 60-42. I'm seeing it, and I don't believe it.
That's Pervine's first basket of the night, and it couldn't have come at a better time for the Cougars.
60-42 with 6 minutes to go.
This crowd coming alive here. Well, they've been alive all night, really.
Yeah, they got here. We got here at 5 o'clock, and they were already places packed. Glover's double team drives in, saw floater.
He fouled.
He draws the foul, so I had the shot, couldn't get it to fall.
Well, been that way in the second half.
That will be on number 10 for Dixon County. That will be Wynn Grambling. That's his first. Grambling without a B.
Yep.
Glover. Good. He started out like a house on fire. I think the rest of the Rebels kind of went into a catatonic state just watching. Hey, he missed the second. He's got 3 points in the second half. Finley Long with the rebound. And there is a grab for the ball. Foul is called finally after three players hit the floor.
That's on Cade Pervine, showing us a push. They had a pile up right here in front of us, and Franklin got the better end of it.
I think the term would be battle royale.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
And Davis gets a standing ovation from the Dixon County faithful as he leaves the floor. Rebels trailing 17 down with 5:50 to go. There's time, but they're going to have to do something quickly. Jack Carter showing his defensive prowess guarding Reese Glover, pounding him. Reese Kemp for three, missed his first shot of the night. Rebound.
Wow. Goodness.
Burn four. Dixon County. Pervine across the timeline. He goes in again. Left hand, he scores.
Unbelievable.
That's twice. He sliced and diced and scored. And I tell you what, this kid, it's his night.
Well, it's one of those nights, Tommy. And, you know, sometimes you got to wake up.
McGraw for three is good.
Yeah.
Finally, timeout. Franklin, 62-46 with 5:08 to go. Let's take a 1 minute break. This is Sports on AM 950.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure magazine. I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Cassie Jones, director of sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county. The Herald and Southern Exposure magazine just work for your business.
I'm Carrie Bartlett, managing editor for the Williamson Herald. We cover news around the clock 7 days per week, not only for our print edition, but for our e-blast readers too, twice daily.
Well, young man, I hope you've learned a lesson. No more batting ball this close to my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're paying for my picture window that Lewis Glass had to replace.
Yes, ma'am.
Those Lewis Glass folks were very nice, Sonny Boy. And speaking of that...
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to mow my grass this summer to pay for that replacement glass from Lewis Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
By the way, son, how old are you anyway?
I'm 46.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. Call 615-790-1977.
And we are back. It's all Dixon County up 62-46. Terry, they've gone to a four-corner, smartly 16-point lead. Why not?
Yeah, they really started the fourth quarter, if you remember, in the four corners, unless they got a wide-open shot.
Backdoor cut to Jack Carter.
Oh, my.
And he goes in, tries to dunk it. He's about 5'9", and Terry, he hung on the rim.
No, he's hammered in there, Storm. And I believe that was
they're going to call blocking on Finley Long.
Yep.
Finley Long said, you're not going to dunk over me. I'm going to tackle you in the middle. And that's about what he did. Carter may be 5'10 with all that hair, all that curly blonde hair. He might be taller than that. I don't know.
Yeah, he might be.
Can't tell.
Franklin with only 4 points in his fourth quarter. It's just, the second half has just gone totally south for the Rebels.
Yep. Not a good taste in their mouth because they got to come back here and play, hopefully, a week from Saturday.
That's right.
Got another game.
Assuming they went Friday night in their satellite, which would probably be be the winner of Independence and Spring Hill, the way it looks
now. They got, you know, it will be Independence. That
yeah, I'd
you.
Say so.
Carter misses them both. He was closer at a 5'5", 9" kid, closer on the dunk. He was at 2 free throws. Reed Kemp, short, can't get it to go. Wow! Fight for the rebound, and Jack Carter skies over and blocks it back out of bounds.
Well, I mean, that kid hasn't played much tonight, but he's having fun. You can tell.
I
gotta love
it. I told you, I pointed him out earlier. Yeah. I said, you're going to like this kid right here.
He's having a good time. That's what
well, he loves to play basketball. Rebels trying to take it in, try to get something going quickly. They're trailing 62-46. McGraw tries to go get the ball to.
They got Carter for holding there, I believe, on Glover.
Yeah. Play kind of stopped. We'll wait for the official to kind of spread that one out. Rebels going to take it out again. 4:15. They run a lot of clock, not scoring a lot of points, Terry.
Yeah, 62-46. I mean, the clock not on Franklin's side now. 4:14 to go in the game.
We've seen some comebacks, but needs one right here for three. Missed it. Sanchez fights for the rebound. Burns had better position on him. Down to DJ Stacy down the left wing. Martley kicks it out to Burns out front. They're going to run some clock. It's under 4 minutes, Terry.
Yep.
Pervine, Stacy, back to Pervine, top of the key. Grambling backs it out. Martley, DJ Stacy for three, wide open. Short, missed that one. Fight gets his own rebound. Goes to the legs of three Rebel players. That summed up the entire night.
That's right. So a great hustle there by Stacy to get it back. And here they are again on the offense.
And they got the ball kicked out top. Almost at the three-point line. Jack Carter, give and go.
Oh.
Burns misses the give and go. Sanchez, body blocked him. Reese Glover back downtown, just throwing up one from 30 foot.
So that's almost a desperation shot right there.
Yeah, under 3 minutes.
Yep. Well, if you're Dixon County, you can definitely sing time is on my side right now.
That's right. DJ Stacy, soft floaters, rattled it in. 64-46, we're at 240. This one is... I think you can pretty well say it's all over, with the exception of the final score.
I think so.
Reed Kemp's off floater. Shout out to Bill Solomon tonight. He's listening on AM 950. Been working hard tonight.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Bill.
Appreciate him. Here comes Grambling down the right wing. Out Burns. Cross court. Stacy again for three. Man, the crowd tells it all. Another three-pointer for Stacy. 67-48, 19-point differential at 2 minutes. It's all Dixon all night.
Stacy with 25 now.
Reed Kemp on the soft floater, kissed it off the glass doors. Within 17, but we're at the two-minute mark. It's senior night here tonight.
And it's going to be a celebratory atmosphere after this
DJ Stacy again. Finally missed. Jet Carter, skies above everybody. Terry, don't you love his hustle?
Oh, you do.
His enthusiasm is contagious.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt.
It's sickening for the Rebels, but it's contagious for the Cougars.
Well, Franklin's got to get back together and get ready for Spring Hill, a game they should win tonight. Dixon County, a little less pressure. They've got fourth place sold up now, even though they go to Summit on Tuesday. And substitutions all over the place.
Well, first of all, they're in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
That's kind of summed up the whole night for the Rebels. And we got some mass sub coming in. Reed Kemp out. Reese Glover out. Darren Joins giving him a little word of encouragement. Jordan Bruce out. In for the Rebels. Adam Smiley, a sophomore. Sanchez, also number 24. Austin Wazinski, and also number 35, which is Mason Jones. And Mason's going to be a big kid right now.
Yeah.
Ball's kicked out of bounds, and Jason Tigert is clearing the deck. Standing ovation for the Dixon County Cougars. It's up. 67-50, the buck 15 to go. Standing ovation.
Absolutely. Well deserved. Coach Jones told us last night on Coach's Corner, this Dixon County team is playing very good basketball, and tonight we saw a very good example of that.
He said the one guy he did not want to have to coach against is Jason Tigert.
That's right.
And especially at his home court. It is all Dixon County all night. They're going to have a sweep tonight over the Rebels, which is rare. Lady Rebels lost one earlier tonight, 42-36. Terry, they were up in all three quarters.
Yep.
And absolutely got outscored 19-5 in that fourth quarter to lose a heartbreaker, 42-36.
Yeah, very similar way it came down.
Behind the back pass, inside, up, and good. Dixon County scores. That will be number 12. Let's give gentlemen his due. And we don't. There he is. That Zade Hope. Nice shot from McGraw from three-point range for the Rebels. 69-53. 35 seconds. It was Dixon County moving the ball out. Four corners. Smartly spreading it out. Everything's over, and they throw it out of bounds with 23 seconds left. We will be next Tuesday night. Wheel means Garth and I will be back in business. The Cougars of Centennial take on the Raptors of Ravenwood. Girls action at 6, boys at 7:30. Important playoff ramification. Tune in to AM950. 15 seconds. McGraw drive goes up. Sanchez scores. Draws the basket. Go for three. Like I said, Dix will have Centennial at Ravenwood Tuesday night, Terry. And Thursday night, Josh and Kerry Goodwin will be our special guests on Coach's Corner Thursday night.
Yeah.
Sanchez completes the three-point play. And this thing's over. 69-54. They'll put it on the board. And they gave the points the wrong way. Are the board's wrong? Yeah, the board's wrong.
Should be 69.
Yeah. And Dixon County. Yeah, they got it wrong. It doesn't matter. 69-54 is what I have. It doesn't matter. It was all Dixon County, and you got to hand it to them. Terry, what an effort they had tonight.
Show me, Dixon County led this game at halftime, but only by 4, and then in the second half, they just absolutely dominated. Franklin only had 20 points in the entire second half. You can believe that.
Well, the scoreboard is wrong, which it doesn't matter. But Cody Pardue on his senior night gets to come out, slap that backboard. And you got it. And also Darian Burns, senior night. What a great night. And
73-56.
Well,
that's still not
73
right,
still not wrong. That's not right. No, they added 4 points. Not, they're not even close. It doesn't matter what the final score is. It was all Dixon County all night. Wow. The 10-game winning streak is over for the Rebels. My thought, Terry, if you're going into the district tournament, is it ever a good time to lose a ball game?
No, not really, Stormy. Franklin needed that momentum. Now they've got to start. Well, I don't say start all over, but Tuesday night, they'll come back and win that game.
69-56. Yeah, I was
69-56.
Right.
69-56?
Yeah, that's what I had. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It should look familiar with a while. They had 73-51. They weren't even close. Well, I hate it for the Rebels to come drive this far and have such a rough night, but I appreciate the hospitality tonight. Jay Polis has done a wonderful job, athletic director at Dixon County. They brought us cold water when we needed it. They got us a great ringside seat where we wanted it, and they're very accommodating, very hospitable. What a great night here for Dixon County, if you're a Dixon County fan.
Stormy, I got the final tab here if you want to hear it.
Give me the bad news.
Okay, let's see. First of all, for Franklin, it was Reese Glover with 26 points, and he only had 3 free throws in the second half, not even 1 field goal. It was Reed Kemp who finished with 12. Jacob McGraw had 6. Matt Thurman finishes with 4 points for the Rebels. Also, Sanchez with 3. And final total points, 56 for the Rebels. And as for Dixon County, it was DJ Stacy who had another big night tonight, 22 points for the junior. Jaden Davis finished with 12. Also, it was Cody Pardue with a great game, 14 points. And then also for the Cougars, Darian Burns had 4. Kay Purvine had 4. And Wynn Grambling, also a good game. He had 3 big three-pointers. He finishes with 9 points. And also Zaid Holt with 2 points. But as you said earlier, it's all Dixon County, especially in the second half. And congratulations to them. They clinched 4th place, which means they will now play Friday night in one of the satellite games here, I think.
And who does 5th place look like? They're still in between.
Oh, they're 4th. If they would play, they would play the 5th place team, which could be Summit or Page or Ravenwood right now. But they'll be here Friday night as a 4th place seed in District 11 AAA. And then Franklin will play, as we mentioned earlier, they'll play the winner of Independent Spring Hill. That game to occur Thursday. In all likelihood, the winner of that game will play at Franklin on Friday night and so forth and so on. Franklin's still number 1, Brentwood number 2, Centennial number 3, Dixon County number 4. We know those top 4.
This doesn't set Franklin back for you Franklin fans.
No.
It does not set them back. All it does, it's kind of like anticipating a really nice meal and you forgot to set the timer and you burned everything.
But there's still food to eat, right?
Yeah, but you got to cut that way down past the top layer to get to find something that's not burned to a crisp. Because I know, because I've done it many a time.
Right.
Terry, great to have you back.
It
My
was
partner
fun.
In crime for 12 years. We called it as we saw it. We made a lot of people smile. We made some people mad, but we had fun doing it, didn't we?
And one day we're going to write that book, too. It's been great.
write? Oh, I've got other books I'm writing right now. The basketball commentary book will have to wait. I've got two or three others that are far more important this time in my life.
I understand, Stormy. It's been great. Thanks for asking me. I had a great time, and we'll do it again sometime.
JK's on the board. He's going to pull up a Hard Day's Night for us, no doubt about it. Michelle Paul, did you get some good pictures tonight? She said she got some pictures of us. I'd ask her if they're good. She said, I got some. So that pretty well summed up my career right there.
There you go.
JK did a great job tonight, Terry. It's a joy having you back. Goss will be back with us Tuesday night. Terry, you and I will be together next Thursday. And I don't know where we're going to be Friday, but we will have a game next Friday night. And then next Saturday, the Lord willing, Creek Don't Rise, we will be right back here next Saturday for four games at Dixon County.
Yep.
Any final words, Terry?
No, Storm, it's been great. Hats off to Dixon County, both boys and girls. They both played outstanding games. They deserved it. And that's the way it goes sometimes. But lots to be excited about. Franklin High School, there's a lot of basketball left.
69-56, our final score. And it was not as close as the score indicated. But Terry Merrill, this is Stormy Mitchell, also JK on the board at Studio A. It's been no doubt about it. If you're a Franklin fan tonight, it's been a Hard Day's Night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless.